What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. You got Jester and Jasmine in the house. What's up, Jasmine?
What's up?
How is your weekend going? We got the long 3-day going this weekend.
Oh, that doesn't apply to me, but I did have a good weekend, though.
Oh, you have to work tomorrow?
Yeah, I gotta work tomorrow.
Boo! Well, I guess we all can't be lucky. Fuck Checker has to work tomorrow, too. I was shocked because my company doesn't really, divvy out the holidays, you know, with generosity. And even we got tomorrow off, so I was stoked.
It's President's Day, y'all.
Right? And then to
celebrate the president.
Right? It's a good month. It's my birthday month, so pretty happy about that.
Shit, that's right. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I took the day off of work. I'm actually looking forward to not doing too much of anything. And I guess that's one of the things is when you're getting older, is just like before it was like, oh yeah, I want to go out and party. Oh yeah, I want to go out and get a shit face. And then you get older and you get lazy. And I'm like, I wanted to stay home and do nothing.
Really? I want to get shit face.
Oh, I didn't say I wasn't going to. I'm just not going to go anywhere when I'm doing it. Cheaper to drink at home anyways. If Valentine's Day and not going out for that taught me anything, was that it's cheaper to just wait till the day after or not do it, not do it on that day, because I knew there's a lot of people that were going
out. That's what we had to do. We had to do it before.
Oh, that's right, because your significant others have always been in the either hospitality or restaurant, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of always been used to that life, but, you know, it is what it is. You make time.
Yeah, I remember there was times where I was, like, on the road or, you know, had to, you know, go out, and I wasn't around for Valentine's Day, so there was many of those. So I had to, when I was in past relationships that, you know, where she or the woman kind of wanted to celebrate Valentine's Day or thought it was, you know, kind of a big deal. I remember getting lucky in my head, at least, because I didn't have to be here. I was like, oh, well, sorry. Yeah, I'll be on the road. Wish I could have been there, but maybe we can eat an overpriced dinner and I can buy you overpriced chocolate and flowers another day.
Yeah, basically.
So, a lot of stuff going on this week in the world, and a lot of talk about President Trump getting impeached, and not just here, but around the globe. So there's an Irish-based gambling company or website called Paddy Power, and Paddy Power has put odds on the president getting impeached before 2018 is over, and those odds currently stand at 4-7. Now they've done some other numbers and some other factoring or predictions, and nearly everyone has him being impeached before his term in office is over. So as the years go on, if he's able to make it past 2018, then the odds kind of get better for him. The odds go to 7-1 that he gets impeached in 2019, 50-1 if he gets all the way to 2020 for his impeachment. So right now the odds and the numbers are not in his favor. It looks like even people outside of the U.S. are in the same mindset that he's not going to make it through the end of the year. What do you think? Is he going to make it through the end?
You know, that's all I got to say about that. We can only hope. I mean, I'm done with him. It's just crazy. All these scandals that, you know, that are just out there. Can you imagine if it would have been like Barack or something in the office alone? Everyone would have been like, oh, that black man has a bunch of women. But here we are with a white president.
Right. They would, a bunch of women.
But it's okay, I guess.
Oh, yeah. The critics would have had a field day with it if it was Obama. It would have been, you know, the end all be all. I don't think he would have made it this long if stuff like that had come up about him. But no, you're right, because it's Trump and he has a bunch of money and he's got a bunch of connections and friends. They're not going to let him, you know, go down that easily. But I mean, the thing is, when you do your job that bad, or you're that bad at your job, it eventually you're gonna get fired or demoted or something. But in his case, there's no, you know, there's no demotion. It's just you're out. So
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, he came in, he talked a bunch of shit, he pissed off a bunch of people. he said things that were like really racist and really one-sided. It's just kind of, I'm very, very surprised, to tell you the truth, that he made it this far. I'm not sure if he's doing this crap to, because he doesn't want to be president anymore. It just, I'm not sure what would possess somebody to do even half of the stuff that he's done, unless that's what they were trying to do, is get themselves kicked out of office because they didn't. It's like one of those jobs that you try so hard to get, and then you get it and you're like totally miserable, and you're like, fuck, I tried this hard to get here. Fuck this, I quit.
He's like, fuck this. Jesus, yeah, just do us all a favor then. Go fuck yourself.
Trying to build walls, blaming other people for his gun, you know, like the whole gun thing that went on, where he blamed that there was no mental health checks before being able to get a gun, when he was the one that did away with that to begin with, and now he's trying to blame other people for things like that, you know, shitting all over the FBI, saying that they didn't have their shit together, and this is why, you know, why the kid got missed, and then the shooting happened. And it's like, yeah, right, dude. You're just not good at your job. That's all there is to it. I mean, I've been fired from lesser jobs for doing less. So I know if I could get fired from a paint company for, you know, messing up a few orders, that guy should have been fired a long time ago.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it's not,
I don't know what we're fucking holding on as a country, but like, I don't think he's a good representation of fucking president, period. But
no, absolutely not. Because I mean, just, you can tell that he has almost like zero people skills. You wonder, you know, all those years in business, he didn't learn anything. He didn't learn how to not be a dick to somebody to try to make a good deal. Like, sending somebody like that to other places to represent the rest of us, that's pretty fucked up.
It's pretty embarrassing.
Right? Because then other countries outside, they already think we're a fucking mess. And now you send this asshole over, and it's like, oh, look, king of the dickheads. Oh, they're
the king of the douchebags over here.
Right?
Yeah.
People outside the U.S. must think we're a shit show. I mean, can you imagine? Like, they could watch American news and like watch it like the way we watch Love and Hip Hop or Jersey Shore, or I'm sure that's what it looks like right about now. You took all the clips and headlines that are in the news or in popular media right now and looked at them and strung them all together, I bet you could make like a Jersey Shore type show.
Oh my god, Presidential Apprentice, yeah. Let's go fire the dude. What the fuck does he say when you're fired? I don't know, I never watched the show.
You're fired.
Someone needs to fire his ass, so.
Oh man, I wonder if they're gonna, I wonder how many memes are gonna come out with the whole you're fired thing if he gets impeached. Could you imagine? Oh man, just social media is gonna lose its shit.
Every other meme is gonna be
fired.
I can't fucking wait.
And it's not just how badly he does his job, but it's all the outside shenanigans too that's going on surrounding him, like another affair. We know about the Stormy Daniels thing, and like, you know, that was uh that somebody was paid off. And so now the New Yorker is saying that an ex-Playboy playmate alleges Trump, she and Trump had an affair, and that he had a whole system for covering it up. And the former Playboy model says that their affair went on for about 9 months. She even wrote a handwritten letter saying that this is what happened, and he reimbursed her for her travel. He met her at like the Beverly Hills Hotel and the outside bungalows for private dinners, and that he paid her after the first time they had sex, and wanted to keep reimbursing her for like time and stuff like that. And so this is 2 years allegedly after he got married to Melania. And so the ex-Playboy playmate basically sold the rights to this story, like an exclusive story, to the National Enquirer of all
fucking places, right? Of course.
It's like, oh, let's see, there's the LA Times, there's the New York Times, the New Yorker, the Wall Street Journal. But no, you know what? Fuck all them. I'm going to the National Enquirer, you know, where they print the real news.
The tabloids.
Right? If it's not in the Enquirer,
where it's in every doctor's office. Where everyone can see.
And you know what? They paid her $150,000 to get exclusive rights to the story just so they could squash it, which is apparently a common practice when it comes to things having to do with Trump, because the guy that owns the Enquirer and his name, if you don't know his name, go look it up if you want a good laugh. I thought it was really funny.
What's his name?
It's David Pecker. I had to stop for like 2 minutes while I was reading the article just so I could get all the laughs out. I mean, yeah, hell, immature, but whatever. His name's fucking Pecker, so kiss my ass.
Trump's like, I want to speak to this Mr. Pecker.
Him and half of West Hollywood. So that's a lot of dough that's just being paid out in hush money. So that's 150 grand. Basically, if you think about it, it's 150 grand hush money because they're using it to kill the story. Stormy Daniels got 130 grand supposedly for hush money to stop talking about the affair. So just right there, that's almost 300 grand, and that's just the ones we know about, and that's not inclusive of the stuff like paying for travel, paying for meals, making special arrangements that there's no paper trail.
He's a wine and dine type of dude.
Right?
Reimburses you like in the hundred thousands. What a stand-up guy.
That's the guy that's making America great again. Oh man. And then we wonder why other countries think we're a shit show. it's because we got people like that in office supposedly leading the country. Okay, so when he gets out of office, then what? Now we got the other guy that's trying to abolish medical marijuana being legal. Like, that's, I don't know. I don't know which is better, the Jersey Shore presidency or having him replaced with somebody that wants to bring prohibition back, you know?
Ugh, God. Give us someone good, Jesus Christ.
Right? And I don't know, man. I'm
tired of conservatives.
This guy's been anything but conservative. I think he was on the complete opposite end of that spectrum. Just from the news. I
don't like people, but damn.
Maybe we need somebody like that can like scale back the crazy just a little bit. I mean, it's,
just a little bit.
It's like when you go out in public and you're telling your kid, dial it back, act like a normal human being today. We're gonna be in public in front of people. Act like a human being. and it's, I wonder if maybe they just need to tell them that, hey, there's a lot of people watching you. You should probably not act like a jackass today, okay? Don't say anything stupid. Just read the script.
Oh, God. We're going to have Oprah for our next president. It's okay.
Dude, that would be awesome. And you get a car. And you get a car. Everybody's getting a fucking car when that woman gets elected.
Right? You're for you and you and you and you. Yeah, I'm all about that. Let's go, Oprah. Give us some shit.
Do it. I'd vote for her. I'm just kidding. I don't vote. That shit's a waste of time. Everybody was like, what do you mean it's a waste of time? Blah, 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 blah. And then Trump gets elected. And I was like, who'd you vote for? Not Trump. I'm like, so tell me again how your vote wasn't a waste of time. I think the powers that be just wanted a show this time around. It's been kind of mundane and boring, except for the couple of wars that popped off. But aside from that, there hasn't been any, like, you know, drama in the presidency, except for, like, you know, the Clinton thing, but that was a while ago, right? Yeah. So now it's gotten to be the same, you know, business, and now it just seems like they're all, fuck this, how can
scandal, scandal.
Yeah, how can we make this the most reality TV, like, that we possibly can? And they all sat down, and they're like, oh, let's elect Trump to be president. Let's let him talk shit then.
Oh, God. I don't know. Somebody get him out of there.
Well, that's a lot of hush money, though, right? Would you agree? I mean, that's a lot of money that he's paying to have sex with these women. It's just, I don't even.
That's how much. Yeah, that's how much he's got to pay. Jesus Christ.
Who do you think spent more in, you know, money spent on sex, him or Charlie Sheen with all the hookers?
Oh, Trump.
Yeah, by far, you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder if that's out there on the internet somewhere, just a figure of how much they've each spent. Like, who spent more, Charlie or Trump? Like a comparison of hookers bought.
Trump would have to. At least Charlie can, like, look a little bit semi-attractive to, like, you know, the typical cokehead whore. But Trump, however, I mean, you've got to, like, wear some major beer goggles for that motherfucker, because he's not a pretty sight to look at all. He's got, like, fake hair, really bad orange spray tan, you know, dad bod times 5 or some shit, and yeah.
How do you think he picks up on these chicks? Is it like, picture this, you, me, tidy whities, the smell of toner, me chasing you around a private suite in said tidy whities?
Oh, God. Yeah, no. You couldn't pay me. I wouldn't.
That's rough, dude. No wonder they're getting so much money.
I'll be, like, scrubbing my vagina for, like, 6 months. Just to get it back to the normal color. Like,
bleaching the inside of that fucker.
It's gonna be fucking burnt orange for, like, a year.
Are you gonna start the vaginal Tide Pod challenge? Get that shit really clean. There you go. There's the next YouTube challenge. The vagina Tide Pod challenge. Make it clean.
Hand them out to all of the women that Trump has fucked. Get all them stains out, you dirty bitch. Douche that shit with some Tide Pods. Yup.
And speaking of dirty shit, we talk a lot about porn on the show, and everybody on the show that, you know, was an avid porn watcher. So there's a there's parents. yeah, fucking degenerates. There's a parody porn, and I don't. I'm sure you've seen this shit. It's a bunch of people in cosplay, or sometimes if it's a video game, they do the animation of the video game, but they're all having sex, or the characters in cosplay are having sex. So Wood Rocket is one of the. Is one of the front runners when you talk about shit like that. If you don't know who Wood Rocket is, they've put out stuff like Strokemon, 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles, and the and this one was one of my favorites, the Mighty Muffin Pounder Rangers. The awesome titles. destroying 90s childhood memories. So the next apparently they've made quite a name for themselves doing this kind of stuff, and the next thing that they're gonna do, don't know if you heard about this or not, is they're going to be doing Rugrats, a Rugrats parody for like adult entertainment, and they're supposed to be having all of the characters that were in the show, and the video or DVD or whatever the hell it is on now is aptly titled Tug Rats. So it's going to feature the original characters Tommy, Chucky, Phil, Lil, Angelica, and Susie.
Of course, Angelica's the little whore.
But they're still dressed in baby clothes, so that means Tommy still wears a diaper. Which is pretty unsettling, but some people are into that.
Appeal to that fetish, of course, so of course there's going to be diapers involved.
Yeah, that's... it's kind of disturbing. Have you ever seen like the parody type stuff that they've put out, the Wood Rocket?
Yeah,
What's your take on it?
It's really disturbing when you see Pikachu with a fucking yellow penis.
Stroke him on.
Pikachu, I choose you. Oh my gosh. Oh god, the Pokeball. I wonder if it was a sex toy.
They throw it at him and it starts vibrating and a dildo pops out of it. Turns into a Sabian. You just see Pokemon riding it.
There's a Team Rocket.
Call Team Red Rocket.
Oh god. Yeah. I've seen them when they were like still up and coming. So that was one of the first ones, I think, is what they had. And then I don't know what else they have on there. The Power Rangers and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I mean,
yeah, 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles.
God. And of course, they're not wearing any clothes as it is, so it's just like disturbing, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles walking around with boners or something. Fucking April O'Neil.
Yeah, but it's pretty much like a 60-minute gangbang of a chick in a yellow jumpsuit.
Yeah, basically, and bestiality, because, I mean, that's what it would be, but, oh, God. God. I can't.
And then the Mighty Muffin Pounder Rangers. By far one of my favorite titles. That was just really, really funny.
Oh, my God. There's a market for everything in porn, guys.
Now, let me ask you this. You did a lot of... You did a lot of the online dating scene, and I know you got a lot of weird requests. We had the sausage aisle that was dedicated to weird messages. So did you ever come across somebody or anybody that was really super into that? Did ever try to get you into doing stuff like that? Or
oh, God, no. No. I would have knocked that shit like right... Stop right there. Block. Yeah, no, not really. I haven't ran into anything like weird like that. But then again, people don't normally tell you their weird shit until you've actually started dating them for like a little bit sometimes. So, but luckily I haven't ran into anyone who is into like weird shit like that.
So nobody asked you to like do cosplay stuff or like have sex in a costume before or anything like that?
Oh, well, that's different.
Didn't do it on camera?
That's different. I wouldn't say that's weird. I mean, that's just like dressing up. That's cool. I haven't tried it, but I would like to. You know, like dress up as superheroes or something. That'd be cool.
Word of like advice.
A Spider-Man outfit.
Word of advice, if you're going to use a Superman, a superhero costume, don't get one with built-in muscles. That shit just gets in the way.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I need to get a Spider-Man costume. That's a dream. Peter Parker. Upside down. Just kidding. I'm not that athletic. Hopefully he is, but... we'll see. Hint, hint, Wilson.
Get your Spider-Man costume. So yeah, no, and I really haven't either, aside from the one time that it was like there was the Superman costume was still on and we with the built-in muscles, and that kind of got in the way. I made it work.
Had any requests like, oh, dress up like this?
No.
Would you have any requests for a woman to dress up a certain way? I'm curious.
Maybe like a Teletubby, something really hot like that. No.
Oh my God, shut up. Really? Shut the fuck up. Maybe like a Barney costume, that'd be hot. No, definitely not a Barney costume.
A T-Rex costume, the ones that everybody's wearing right now, the big giant T-Rex ones.
Yeah, I'll pass on that. I don't do animals.
You know what? I bet you if we like Google it and look for somebody wearing that costume doing porn, I bet you there's a bunch of like porn videos or porn clips out there with somebody wearing that costume.
Oh my God. Well, can you imagine if you're a T-Rex, you can't even jack off.
That's why they're always so angry.
Your short ass arms. I'd hate myself too. I'd be like, fuck, like just sexually frustrated, wanting to just fucking kill everybody.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, that's a yeah, right? You just kind of need that release, otherwise you kind of just start being a dick. But so there's a market for this. That just goes to show you there's a market for pretty much anything. There's a market
for everybody. I told you, T-Rexes, fish people.
Right? What was that that one movie where it was kind of quasi bestiality, like low key hidden?
It's called Shape of Water. So we decided to watch this like the day before Valentine's Day. Because, you know, they said it was a romance. So basically it's like It's directed by Guillermo del Toro, the same guy who did Pan's Labyrinth, Hellboy, or whatever. So here we are thinking, oh, okay, you remember that fish guy over on, in Hellboy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyways, it's about this creature who gets, captured by, like, the government and everything, and then there's this mute girl, and she kind of falls in love with this thing. And here I am thinking, oh, okay, well, you know, it's going to be like a fantasy type of thing or whatever. Okay, it's disturbing. I'm sorry. Like, if the fish dude would have, like, turned into, like, Aquaman, then I would have been like, oh, okay, like, at least he turns from one thing to another. No. The woman had sex with the fish guy.
Well, if I was a movie monster and I was going to have sex with a human, it'd definitely be somebody that couldn't talk about it, so good pick on his part.
Keep it hush-hush. Well, she couldn't say shit.
Right?
That's for sure.
That's going out of his way.
Yeah, I mean, this is a highly acclaimed movie, and I can see why it was, but...
because you're into bestiality.
At the same time, tell me why I run into an article that says something along the lines of, hey, apparently if you're really into The Shape of Water, we now sell dildos that are modeled from the fish guy's dick. And I'm over here like, wait, what? Did I just really fucking read this? There's now a dildo inspired by The Shape of Water fishman's dick. Yeah. And I'm like, people are actually thinking this shit is hot? Like, what is wrong with fucking society these days? Seriously, like, nothing. Like, I was not turned on. Like, we were watching the movie and we were like, looked at each other and we're like, yeah, it's getting a little weird. And of course I'm over here like, oh God, please tell me, like, you do not think I'm into this shit. Because clearly, let's get this, like... straightened out. This is not what I'm into. But anyways, yeah, I ran into this article and apparently there's this guy who specializes in making dildos out of, like, things like fantasy creatures like unicorns and the fishman dick. And
do you have to wear the unicorn one on your forehead?
And tentacles.
Or do they sell a forehead attachment, like a belt attachment, so that you can wear the unicorn dick on your forehead?
Oh my God.
You should you should ask a question on the site and ask, do you make a belt that's special so you can wear the unicorn dick on your dildo on your forehead?
Yeah, I can't. Oh my God, I can't. But again, there's a market for these things. So as I was telling you a while ago, I was like, you gotta look up this guy. And you were like, which one do I look at, the Tumblr or the Etsy? And I was like, what the fuck, it's on Etsy? Jesus Christ.
Wait, they sell dicks on Etsy? That, wow, okay.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely an Etsy fucking site for this shit.
I thought that was for, like,
look it up.
I thought it was for, like, art.
A while ago.
I thought it was for, like, art and crafting and stuff like that. I guess I was wrong. Holy shit.
Oh my God. Yeah, he makes, like, scarabs and just really weird things. And don't get me wrong, they look beautiful in a sense that you don't look at it that you're about to fucking jam it inside your vagina, but, like, yeah, I don't know about this, but people get off on this shit. Tentacles and yeah, I just feel like this is too much. Like, I can't. I'm gonna turn this off. It's highly disturbing to me.
So that's where you draw the line, fictional movie cock.
Oh my God. But it just goes to show, like, the things that get people turned on, it's just very different. I mean, if you look at his reviews, he's got like fucking 69 five-star reviews, and people are like, super adorable, absolutely perfect, and great in use. Like, the little pincers are so cute and fun to squish. Like, what the fuck is wrong with people? I mean, if these are the things that, like, turn you on, what the fuck happens when you go to a seafood restaurant and you see a big-ass lobster? Like, do you go to the bathroom and, like, just go at it because it turns you on, or what? Like,
she has to wear a fucking maxi pad in there to hide the squirting that's going on every time she goes to a seafood buffet.
Or like, if you watch like sci-fi, like Aliens and stuff, like this is just the shit that gets people going. It's just crazy. Worth every penny. Oh my god, yeah. These are like legit reviews, like, oh, it's so fun to squish, and it has a bullet vibe cavity that you can stick your thing in. I'm like, oh my god, it's like, okay, cool, like, yeah, I'm good, I'll take a regular man's penis, thanks. Like, not even, I'm not even gonna be picky, like, you know, like, at this point it's like, I just want to feel normal after looking at this.
Yeah.
It makes me so vanilla, but at the same time, hey, I actually feel appropriate.
but at the same token, at least, hey, you're not fucking a fish dick.
Yeah, no shit.
If you ever run for office, I guess that could be one of your selling points. Yeah, I did a lot of fucked up things, but did I ever fuck a fish dick? Nah, I didn't.
Add that to the resume. So that's right. I'm normal.
Add that to the resume. Wow, dude. I mean,
you do. If you were ever put in that situation where a girl was like, this really turns me on, and it's something completely fucking weird.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's
open. Let's try it. Or would you be like, yeah, I'll stop talking to you right now.
I don't know. It depends on how hot she was. Unless it's like some pegging shit, then I'm like, nah, I'm cool on that. But
okay.
I once had a friend that wanted to do this really hot chick in the ass, and he was, you know, like going out with her. They had messed around a couple times, whatever. So he wants to do anal, and she's like, okay. She's like, I have to, like, she's all, well, I get to do you first with the strap on. He's like, then I get to do you. She goes, oh no, that's not natural. And I was like, wait, what? But her doing you in the ass with a strap on, that was totally okay. It just one of those things that caught my attention in like a weird way. I'm like, not that I'm interested in like him taking anal, but at the same time it was kind of like, why would she put that out there as though it was gonna happen for him, and then turn around and be like, nah, that's out of the question. Like, I get to do you, but you're not going to get to do that to me. That's unnatural. Things don't go in there.
But they do. Well, I've never tried it on a guy, so I wouldn't know. But is that something I would try? As long as it's not no tentacle fish dick.
Wilson, sleep on your back.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm into, like, really weird shit like that. I think I'm good, but you just never know, man. Sometimes things that turn people on evolve, so you kind of just have to go with it.
Right. Start with a presidential first. Work your way up.
We should send Trump a big fish dick.
Send it to Melania. Here, use this when you get divorced. It'll be shades better than what you're having to deal with right now.
You're fucking an animal anyways.
Right.
A pig. Oh, God. Oh, why the fuck did you say that?
It fucking may as black well. Mirror. Black Mirror.
Traumatizing. I don't know, it's starting to scare me. I'm like, why am I running into these things? Are people starting to like accept this in society now? What the fuck is wrong with society?
I don't know, dude. Like they're eating Tide Pods. I mean, if anybody asked me, it was like, what's society like right now? I was like, well, there's a racist in office. Kids are eating laundry detergent. And
that's not how I pictured it like 10 years ago. Like, this is just not. Oh my god. The way people are these days. It's just fucking crazy.
Yeah, I pictured cars that drive themselves, maybe even fly, currency being my thumbprint, and like not people eating fucking soap.
Not people eating Tide Pods and people getting killed left and right and a president who likes to fuck porn stars, yeah.
And Playboy Playmates.
Oh, God.
Well, if anything, it gives us, a lot more material for the show. it's not
something
real.
Something to look forward to, guys.
Right. So the more stupid things that happen, hey, the more things we get to talk about. And, you know, we're looking forward to some more good shows here. We're going to have the beauty heroine joining us again. We're going to have Ray the guitar guy joining us again. So we got plenty of good shows coming up. Jasmine and I are going to do some more Rice and Beans Radio. So for our musician... Our musician friends that are out there, send us more music. For musicians that are out there listening, you want to be a part of the Rice and Beans Radio, which we're going to do live on the live stream on YouTube, and we're going to be also posting it on our site. It'll go to our different media outlets. Go ahead and just send it in. It's riceandbeanscast@gmail.com, and we'll get your stuff on the show. So until next time, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.